Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm John Kaminsky, and this morning's conversation is with Dr. Natwar Gandhi, the Chief Financial Officer for the District of Columbia. Joining us in our conversation is Marianne McGee. Dr. Gandhi, can you tell us about other processes you plan on automating in the near future?
Yes, I think as we move towards more and more automation, relying upon the web to do cities' businesses, my expectation is that we can practically accomplish most of our treasury operations, most of our budget operations on computers, on the web. I think the revenue administration has made a great stride, but we can still go a long way. We still have citizens that are habituated to work with pencil and paper, and real challenge is how to take them away from that and use the computers. But I still want to caution you that you would still have an irreducible amount of people who are addicted to use paper and who also don't have access to computers. So that level would always remain in manual operations, but we would like to make as much stride as possible to go towards electronic management. I just want to point out that our website, CFO website, has been rated among the best in the country by Financial Markets. We have wealth of data on that website. And using that website, you can look at our operations and do work with us through the website.
How do you see technology further shaping the future of the District of Columbia and how it interfaces with its customers?
I think we are very fortunate to have our mayor, who is quite devoted to technology and using technology to improve our managerial operation and the customer service operation of the city. Say, 10 years ago, we had no website. Today, as I indicated, not only the financial website, but the entire city website, one of the most sophisticated, one of the most robust in the country. We have millions of people hitting our website on a regular basis to learn more about the DC. And our expectation, mayor's expectations are that a vast majority of the city operations should be done on the website. There is no need for us to stand in a line to get driver's license, or to get a renewal of your tag, or to file a return. You don't need to stand in the middle of the road on April 15th to file a tax return. All of that can be done and is being done efficiently, effectively on the web.
What other significant challenges do you think the Office of the Chief Financial Officer faces in the near future, and how do you plan on responding?
Well, I think our first problem here is, as we enjoy this financial prosperity as we currently are enjoying, the challenge here on the part, particularly of the elected leaders, is to spend money. After all, city has great needs and they must be met. So function of the chief financial officer is to caution how much you can spend, even though the goal is quite worthy. The need are a great deal demanding, but you still want to be very careful as to how much you should spend. Second, we have to keep in mind that we have a very restrained, limited tax base, so that should be another inhibition on how much we should spend. As I indicated, that we cannot borrow much. We have the highest per capita borrowing in the country. So given all this constraint, you know, to refrain from spending is very, very important, and that is what we need to do. The second most important challenge that we do have is to somehow amend the structural imbalance that we are currently facing and have been facing for a long, long time. And for that, we need the help from the Congress, from the federal government, because district does not have a state. All central cities of America are subsidized by their suburbs via state. state gives a lot of help to cities, inner cities in particular. We have no state, and federal government is our state. How many cities run universities, hospitals, Department of Motor Vehicle, Department of Tax and Revenue, Mental Health, Medicaid? We are spending roughly $500 million a year to run what I would call state-like services. So we need help from federal government to take care of those expenditures, which are state expenditure, not a city expenditure. So that is a very big challenge. And that challenge can only be met by having a federal government's helping hand.
Well, that's very interesting. I'd like to maybe shift a little bit to talk about a couple other things. I understand you host an award ceremony every year for your employees in the office of the Chief Financial Officer. Can you tell us a little bit about how you do that and how the D.C. government is recruiting, training, and retaining its employees?
That is correct. It is a challenge to attract younger, able people to come to work for the district government. I think we have been very lucky, exceptionally lucky, in the workforce at the Office of the Chief Financial Officer. And given that we have enjoyed great amount of success, indeed a externally validated success by rating agencies, for example, I make it a point to have an annual ceremony where we recognize that accomplishment and indeed reward our employees who have done extraordinarily well in helping city achieve this level of financial viability and fiscal prudence. City as a whole, also under our mayor, is attracting very, very able administrators from throughout the country. And city's image has fundamentally changed over the last 5-6 years. And a great credit goes to the mayor. City now is a place to come and work. I think if you're looking for an easy career, a lot of money, then you should not look to us. But if you're looking for challenge, worthwhile work, sense of accomplishment, we are the place to come. And I think working particularly in my office, Office of the Chief Financial Officer, I guarantee you, you would get challenging work. You would get a sense of accomplishment. After 50 years, when you retire, if your grandchild asks you, what did you do? Then you would be very proud to say that I work for the district government.
What is your vision for the office of the Chief Financial Officer, say 5 to 10 years down the road?
Vision of the office that I have is to have basically an independent office within the district government, an office that provides numbers, financial information, analysis to our policymakers, our elected leaders, and numbers coming out of this office ought to be viewed as impartial, objective, and an independent evaluation of the problems facing the city. I think a model, if you want to call that, is provided by the Congressional Budget Office. Congressional Budget Office provides this level of independence and objective evaluation to the congressional policymakers. When the numbers come from CBO, people say, yeah, let's take that for granted. Similarly, as I see it, that I want to build in the office of the Chief Financial Officer a relatively permanent bureaucracy of highly qualified financial professional people whose word would be the last word on city finances. That's the vision we have.
That's really neat. Closing question, what advice can you give a person who's interested in a career in public service? You've had a background in academia and private sector and federal and state local government, especially for those who are interested in state local government.
And we welcome them all. All of us obviously would like to have some level of financial education. But above all, we are looking for people who are smart, who are committed to public service, and who take their job as a mission and not as a 9-to-5 office work. Work is challenging, but also frustrating. And it would try your soul when you come and work with us. But at the end of the day, you'll feel accomplished. How does one go about doing that? Well, we have a website. Our mayor has a website. You can go to the mayor's website. You can go to CFO website, within mayor's website. And there are plenty of opportunities. And since I indicated that we have roughly 1,400 people working with us, there are vacancies of all types in accounting, in budgeting, in revenue administration, in tax collection, in real property assessment, in lottery operations, in treasury operations, you name it, we got it. You simply go to that website and see what fancies you, what kind of skills you have, and let us know what interests you. And we would welcome to have you with us, talk about it. And even if nothing over there really fits your particular skill, you should still come and talk with us. And who knows, you know, for smart people, there is always a room in the CFO.
Well, that's great. Well, Marianne and I would like to thank you for fitting us in your busy schedule and joining us this morning. Could you share that website with us?
Yes, it's www.dccfo.gov. Or you can go to www.dc.gov, and you can go to the mayor's website.
Great.
Well, this has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Dr. Natwar Gandhi, the Chief Financial Officer for the Government of the District of Columbia. Be sure to visit us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's www.businessofgovernment.org. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm John Kamensky. Thank you for listening.